Joe Hayden talking about the winning culture that is building here with the Browns.
They're growing up right in front of our eyes. It's great to hear.
They groans up and they groans up good.
It's even better to come into work to do radio when they win.
It is much better to come into work to do radio when they win. It is a Victory Monday here. 216-578-0850. That's the way to get on board with us here at Cleveland Browns Daily and share your reaction. But I'll tell you what, before we get into that, I think what Joe Hayden said right there is so important. They feel like they're winning. Now they're expecting to win. And it's like, okay, we got to win. Good job. We handled our business on to Tampa. Let's get ready and let's build on. Let's stack wins. Let's keep it going.
Exactly. And reading into that even further, it's the fact that they're diving in. They're diving into Tampa. They're diving into what's next because that is the next task at hand. It's not even that they don't want to go, oh, hey, this might be the last time we win this year, so let's celebrate and live it up. Or we don't know when the next one might come. Is let's make Tampa our next win by putting in the work now.
That's also a sign the team's maturing. I mean, that these guys, the young guys that were here a few years ago that weren't really accustomed to winning, now are winning, and they know that, listen, if you're going to be a true veteran and move on, we're going to take it one game at a time, enjoy for the evening. We're moving on to the next one.
And I think that's why getting a Carlos Dansby, that's why getting a Dante Whitner, why having a Paul Kruger, why these things are so important, because these are guys who have all won, who have all played in the biggest game on the biggest stage that this sport and this profession has to offer. And so they can kind of coach these guys up. And I think that influence has been very, very big and very important for the Browns' development. Let's go to the phones, 216-578-0850. Again, on a Victory Monday here for the Browns, who are now 4-3 off to their best start since 2007. We've got Lenwood in Cleveland. Lenwood, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, brother?
I'm great, man. Victory Monday. It's a good thing. But listen, I called to comment about something somebody on the show said a few minutes ago. They mentioned that because of where we drafted Johnny, that it's eventually that he's got to play and play soon. And I don't think that's necessarily true because we've done that with Brady Quinn and Brandon Whedon because of where we draft and we put them out there, and how that work out for us. You know what I mean?
Correct. And I don't. That's why there is no rush. That's why when you continue to win, Brian Hoyer is going to be the quarterback of this team. And that's why even last week when people were saying, oh, he was bad against Jacksonville, you know, it's just the ups and the downs of that position, that it wasn't a discussion. It's Brian Hoyer's team.
Yeah, I didn't say he was playing this year, but he is going to play. I could tell you that much. I mean, that's just what happens. It's the reality of the National Football League.
Right, and even looking to the hypothetical is, say Brian Hoyer does not sign here next year, you know, they're going to bring someone else in to compete with Johnny Manziel at that point for the starter. So it might be Johnny Manziel's job to lose,
right?
But it's not necessarily a sure thing that you're going to have him on the field.
Great point, Hoyer. Until proven otherwise, Hoyer's the man here.
That's right.
I'm just saying that we've got a first.
It's a win. It's a Victory Monday.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Keep the M word out of our mouth.
That's right. Thank you. All right. Let's go now to John in Sandusky. John, welcome to CBD. Feeling the vibe. The Browns turning it around.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
It is great.
I used to have an acronym for the Browns from past years. It was Be Ready Ohio, Win Next Season, because they always talked about winning next season. Now I'm going to have to come up with a new one for them.
Let's just win this season. And it is good. It is different. This was a 4-12 team last year. The Browns are 4-3 right now. What a difference a year makes, and you feel good about their ability to get another one. And I think if they do, it will show this team that they know how to win, that they really are maturing, get to 5-3, two games above 500, I think would be such a nice cushion to take in on the road on that Thursday nighter against the Bengals.
I'm such a huge advocate, and I hope that the Dog Pound and the Browns fans do the same with me, is let's just live in the now. We've done a great job of not essentially going back and referring back to how bad things have been, but yet we also have an opportunity to not look forward either. Look to next year. Look to next year's draft or who's going to be the quarterback of the future. Live in the now. And I think that's what a lot of good football teams do. You know, the New England Patriots aren't always looking at their roster on who's going to project to do this next year. Who's going to project to do this by the end of the season. They're focused on winning their division, which puts them in the tournament, which is an opportunity to raise that trophy up at the end of the season. So I'm so over focusing on the past and the future when we're winning football games for you now, Cleveland. Can we all just not be happy?
Hey, Matt, let me hit you upside the head with some present, all right? We beat the Raiders. LeBron comes home on Thursday.
Did you say
and
you're
then
gonna
we're going to go whoop the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's what's
on Sunday.
Rain.
It's going to be a great
it's
week.
It's going to be a good week for Cleveland.
It is going to be a good week. Now, we got somebody on the line who I don't think feels as joyous and jubilant as the rest of us. Bostonian, what's going on?
How can you be optimistic about what you saw yesterday? The score was 9-6, like a baseball score. If Whitner, Dante Whitner, don't punch that ball
but
out.
But he did punch that ball out. But he did.
Punch it,
but he did.
Don't punch that,
but he
it
did.
All turned around. It
but
all turned
did.
Around on that one play.
That's
that
how every game is.
That one play caused you a win. Just that one play. Because
well, that's good,
man.
Congrats to Ray Farmer for signing him.
Brought
us a win.
So you get on the air and you're spouting about how good you guys are. You guys stink. You're not that good. You haven't improved that much. How do you like Derek Carr? I told him to draft Derek Carr instead of that bum you got sitting on a bench.
Derek Carr hasn't won a game in the NFL. But thank you, Bostonian.
Hey, he's going to be a lot better than Johnny Manziel. I'll tell you that now.
All right. And Bostonian, do you know who the Bengals drafted first? A center. That's why it's important.
You know, Johnny Manziel has not lost a football game yet, and Derek Carr's lost 7.
Yeah.
And I also, he's probably the same guy that was complaining about Tom Brady early in the season. Now he's all over him again.
Probably the Bostonian. You know what? Listen, it's about culture. In my opinion, this season, when I looked and said, what do I want from the Browns? To me, it was about incremental change and about a cultural change and about a team coming together and learning how to win and getting on the path. And I think in the NFL, you know, it is so hard to win a game. The fact that they've won 4 of their first 7 and people aren't happy with that, that to me is interesting. There are plenty of teams that would love to be where the Browns are right now. And I think the Browns are building some legitimate, real momentum and have an opportunity to kind of lay that foundation, as you talked about, the bricks for real sustained success, which is something that the Browns have not had forever. They need to keep it going, though. They have to get it done.
You're right. And I think at this point in the season, if you look at the 7 games, we've won with the defense playing bad and the offense playing well. We've won with the defense playing well and the offense playing bad. And so what we're learning is that it's going to take, you know, to truly compete, and we'll find that out very, very soon as we get some very good football teams both coming to town and us having to go to their house as well, is if we can play complementary football, you know, and doesn't mean that either defense doesn't have to pitch a shutout, but limit the chunk plays and limit points scored, and Brian Hoyer and this offense and that run game fixes their problems and can score and get first downs, that we're a grind you out type of football team.
And we're a tough out for anybody. You come into Cleveland, you're going to have to bring your lunch pail and your hard hat, and you're going to have to go to work.
The cold, the rain, the snow.
And to say that the game turned on one play, that's why you have playmakers. That's why Dante Whitner is a Pro Bowler. That's why he was brought here and paid good money to play here for the Browns, because he can make plays like that that change games. I saw him do it against the Saints when I was there, get a game for the 49ers in the playoffs. He caused a fumble inside the 5, and the Niners won that game. That happens all the time in the NFL. Games change and momentum changes on one play. It's not like you can say, well, that's what happened in Jacksonville. The Browns don't get a fourth down. The Jags score. Does that mean the Jags are great and the Browns are terrible? No, it's just one play can change a game.
Hey, let's bring it back down. Let's not let the Bostonian ruin our day over here.
Listen,
man,
to that. Listen,
this is
see,
great.
See, listen, one play changed the outcome of the game. Whatever happened, we
that's
won.
That's fine. Exactly. And you know, we made the right play.
And we're exactly. doing this thing in the toughest division in football right now. We have a log jam. Everybody's within a game of each other in our division, and we're all above 500 football here. So I think if we're going to be critical, man, you know, we can do everything we want to do. We can say the things we want to say, but right now we are in the toughest division in football.
We are.
And we're hanging in there, man.
Yes, we are. 4-3 are the Browns' best start since 2007. We'll be back with more of your reaction here on this Victory Monday. And also, we're going to talk about Paul Kruger, who I think is just absolutely bringing it for the Cleveland Browns. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.